Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed by the interviewees on the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show and those providing comments are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show or any employee thereof. Upfront and the Prophetic radio show is not responsible for the accuracy of any of the information supplied by the interviewees.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible. Incredible. Omnipotent.
Well, hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. We are so fired up with today's special guest, and I'm telling you what, you are going to be too. So without any hesitation, head on over to your phone, your text, every platform that you're on, and blast this broadcast out right now because you're going to be so excited about what we're going to share tonight. First off, though, I want to make mention that for all of our archive broadcasts, national prayer calls, news, events, head on over to upfrontintheprophetic.com. Better yet, head on over to our YouTube channel, Upfront in the Prophetic. Subscribe, share, and click on the bell for notifications of our newest broadcast coming to you. Hallelujah. Well, hey, I wanted to ask you something. Did you know that it's God's passion for you to live in abundance? Oh my gosh, are you ready to step into his abundant supply? Because he is spilling it all over to God's people. We've just got to receive it. Oh my gosh, well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about accessing the riches of heaven by Patricia King. A little bit about Patricia, because I know we've got audiences around the world here. Some of you may already know, and you probably do, but for those who don't, Patricia King is a respected apostolic, I'm going to add prophetic, evangelist, author, television host, media producer, and shout-out speaker who has given her life for advancement of the kingdom of God. She's also the founder of Patricia King Ministries and Woman in Ministries Network, co-founder of xpmedia.com. Write those down. Her website also is patriciaking.com. You're going to want to go there afterwards to purchase this book, not only for yourself, but how about for your pastor? Okay, how about for your family members and all your friends? No, I'm not just kidding here. I am spot on serious, okay? You've got to get the book. So with us tonight, and I don't know why I keep on saying tonight. It is today. Oh, my goodness. Woo, I guess I'm just so excited. Patricia King, welcome aboard. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you, Francine. And we're so excited about your media call and just want to just say thank you for all the risks that you've taken and for getting the word out on a consistent basis all around the world to fill that realm of mid-heaven, the cyber realm, with the word of God. So thank you so much. We honor you.
Oh, well, thank you, Patricia. We honor you for your steadfast dedication to the Word of God and just being a general out there, bringing forth all the information so we can interview you. So I'm really, Alan and I are really excited about tonight's or today's call. I wanted to just like hop right in because there are a lot of people who listen to the broadcast and some may not know who you are. Who is Patricia King?
Well, I think you gave a bio already, but basically I'm just a lover of Jesus. I love serving him. I was born again in 1976 rather. And I've been in ministry full-time, ministry to the body of Christ since 1981, so almost 40 years now. And just loving the Lord, being involved in bringing in the harvest and ministering to the body and any way that I can serve him and his people.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you truly are serving him and his people, that's for sure. Another thing that I really want to make notice, too, that maybe some do not know, is that you're really involved in the sex trafficking, just trying to bring safety to these girls, these children. Tell us a little bit about that, and if there's a way where people could sow into that avenue as well.
Yeah, wonderful. It was a number of years ago now the Lord put it on our heart to go over to Thailand first and then into Cambodia. And we discovered a horrific situation with so many children and young girls, young boys being sold for sex and being trafficked into brothels and even sent overseas in containers to be auctioned off and things like that. So we actually planted a base over there, which is now run by Andrea Assen. And we have just actually sectioned off that whole part of our ministry into its own nonprofit ministry called Extreme Love. And so you can go on extremelove.com and find out more information about our work there. But we're not only rescuing children from being trafficked and young girls, young boys, but also going into the brothels, rescuing people out of there, but also going into the slums where a lot of the traffickers get the children from. And we're establishing presence there. We're planting what we call lighthouses so that we can get the people in the slums saved, knowing Jesus and knowing what really goes on behind the scenes with the sex trafficking. And so it's become very successful. We just planted our first church there as well, right in the slums, and raising up pastors and leaders amongst those who are basically brand new Christians over the last few years. So, yeah, we appreciate any one of your viewers who have a passion to bring light into that darkness. So not only can they pray, but they could also, of course, give into that need and also pray about going, you know, because we need feet on the ground and we've got lots of short-term outreaches where people can go and just really be involved. And, you know, people might think, well, I don't know if I have the skills, but everyone has love and that's all you need. And we can use anyone that is willing to love.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I'm just shocked to hear that this has really been going on for quite some time. It's been hidden, but thank God that now it's been exposed. And for people like yourself and your team, that is really making a difference. We want to thank you. And I do advise everyone to head on over to extremelove.com. Sow into that. If you're not able to go, sow a generous seed. I know that the team will greatly appreciate that as it is so needed. Well, let's talk about your newest release here, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, Keys to Experiencing God's Lavish Provision. I mean, what brought you to this point of, or what, shall I say, inspired you to write this book?
Well, Francine, actually it was Chosen Publishers that approached me and asked me to write this book because there's such hunger in the body and such a need to be filled. And I'd had an encounter with the Lord back in January of 1994, where he took me up sovereignly into a heavenly encounter where I actually entered heaven and was aware of what was going on there. And it was an interesting time in my life. because I was carrying a lot of heavy intercession. I was very weighted down with the cares of the world and trying to pray it through. In fact, that particular year before, I had had my whole team do 3 40-day fasts to try to annihilate evil sort of thing. So I had this anxiousness about me. So when God took me into heaven and I experienced the atmosphere and the activities of heaven, I was shown by the Lord great joy in heaven. And I didn't understand why there could be so much joy when we were suffering so much on planet Earth sort of thing. And he said to me, he said, there is no anxiety here. There is no worry. There's no concern about anything because in this atmosphere, everything is already finished. Everything is already completed. And in this eternal dimension, we live in what has already been finished at the cross 2,000 years ago. So the victory is established in this realm. And so I loved my encounter. I won't go into all the encounter right now, but I loved the encounter. And I came out of it. And from that point, I just was hungry for more. So I kept asking the Lord, give me more, give me more. But I didn't have another encounter like that. I was waiting for a sovereign encounter. So it was around the year 1999 or year 2000 when we were doing a conference, and I was picking up Bob Jones, a prophet who's gone on to glory now, but he's very accurate, had a lot of visionary encounters, had a lot of heavenly encounters. So I picked him up from the airport because he was one of our speakers, and I was telling him about my encounter in 1994, and he says, yep, I have those every day. I call them my daily raptures. I said, you have these every single day. Would you pray for me? And so he said that he would, but not right then. I could hardly wait for him to pray for me. And I won't go into that whole thing. He actually did pray for me, but I didn't feel that. And, you know, it didn't sense to me like anything happened. But what he said to me that day is he said, you know, the Bible says you're already seated in the heavenly places in Christ, but somehow it bypassed my, you know, it didn't anchor in. I heard it, but it didn't anchor. And it was a number of months later when I was having a worship time with the Lord, and he gave me a revelation of Ephesians 2, verse 6. And it says, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so I realized, I thought, I don't have to pray and beg God to be in this heavenly dimension. It's actually where Christ has seated me. And I had this amazing, I guess, hit by the reality of it, the actual internal reality of that truth. I was so excited. So almost immediately I went out and preached. I'm a giver by nature. So when God gives me revelation, I like to give it out. And so I was doing this meeting, and after I taught it, a gentleman came up to me, and he was so precious, such a precious, precious man. And he said, Sister Patricia, I am very concerned about your message tonight, because you were telling people that they are actually seated in heaven. And I said, yes, exactly. It's what the word says in Ephesians 2. You know, and I reread him the scripture, and he says, I know, dear, but that's not in reality. That's just positional theology. And I said to him, I said, well, I'm not a theologian. I'm not sure if I understand what you mean by positional theology. And he said, well, that means it's just your position. I said, exactly. It's where God has positioned us. And he said, but not really. It's not in real life. It's just positionally in the theology of it. And I thought, well, that's confusing to me. So I went home and prayed into it more. And the Lord says, I want you to live out of this place, because in heaven, there is no sorrow. There is no tears. There's no pain. There's no lack. There's no poverty. There's no, you know, you're not short of anything that you need that pertains to life and to godliness in this realm. And he said, even though you're in the earth, you can live according to that realm. And he said, Jesus lived in that realm while he was in the earth. He connected to the heavenly dimension. That's how he could do the miracles. That's how he could bring provision to the people. That's how he could connect with God's wisdom. That's why he said, I only see the things I only do the things I see my Father do, because he was connected to that place in glory. And he says, I want all my people to live out of that place. And so many of us, Francine, you know, have had times in our life, all of us have, where we think, oh, I just wish I could get beamed up out of here. Life is so hard and confusing right now. I wish I could just go. But we don't have to go because heaven comes to us. And we have a connection to that heavenly realm. So whatever we need, if any of our listeners need peace right now, heavenly divine peace is available to you. If you need joy right now, the provision of that joy is available to you. If you need strength, it's available to you right now. If you need health, it's available. If you need finance, it's available. Anything, any need that you have is available to you in heaven. And so this book means so much to me because in it, I was able to put many of the insights and the nuggets that God has given me concerning the access every single believer has to that realm and to give insight on how to access it. And so it's very practical as well as containing spiritual revelation. It's very practical and very biblical.
It sure is. You know, and what I love about it, too, is that you were just so transparent in this. You know, a lot of times when people write, you know, it's just sharing all their experiences and not able to, you know, what's the solution here? And you just give it all. I absolutely love that. You know, so what about the person that is on the air right now? They're listening in and they're saying, well, gosh, that sounds awesome. However, you know, I've been praying for finances, you know, for such a long time, and I still feel I'm living in a place of lack. What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, that's a huge teaching, of course, but we have absolute unlimited access to the provision in heaven. So everything in our walk in the earth comes by revelation. You need revelation of the word. So it's different from just reading print on page or intellectually understanding something. So when you examine the word and you find the truth in the word concerning provision and you meditate on it until it becomes an internal reality, until the revelation of that truth comes in you, then when you act on it, you're acting on it in faith with a surety that it is going to be transferred to you, because faith is your connector into that heavenly realm of glory. And so there's a positioning that we have. In fact, just this, you know, just coming up really soon, I'm going to do a whole day seminar on how to live in the realm of abundance and help mentor people into that realm, because it's available to us, but sometimes we just don't understand how to step in. So the first thing is to get revelation of the word of who you are in God, what's available to you, and then to take that by faith, receive it, and obey every instruction that the word gives us on how to be positioned to live in that abundance. And sometimes we just have to put demand on the promise. Like when we have aligned ourselves with everything that God has said to do, that all the instruction is beautiful instruction in the word, and it's easy instruction. And so when we position ourselves in faith to respond to that, and we still see things blocked, we can start to war with that word and put a demand on the word of God, because it's a sword in our hand, and we can lop the heads off of all the obstacles that are in our way and say, I'm only going to receive what the word promises me. I'm only going to receive the realm that's been given to me in God, and I refuse to operate in lack anymore. And right this moment, I'm going to praise God for every bit of abundance I have in my life. And I find that oftentimes will shift a person into that next realm. But you have to be tenacious. You can't have full of faith one moment and then doubt the next, like, or fear, you know, or apprehension or unbelief. You have to stand on that word and say, I'm only receiving what the word promises. And my husband and I had a 5-year period when we were learning. God taught us how to access provision. And it was 5 grueling years. We were believing the word. We had all the scriptures written out. We were decreeing them every day. We were obeying everything. And every day it seemed like more and more attack. But we just thought, we don't have a plan B. God's word says that we live in abundance. God's word says that we don't experience lack or poverty. There's no poverty in heaven, so we're not going to receive it now. And so we just kept fighting with the word, using the word, putting demand on the word of God, on the promises of God, and fighting the enemy with it. And after a five-year period, we had a breakthrough that took place in one day. I actually remember the day when we had the breakthrough. I could feel it in the spirit. And since that time, and that was back in 1985, we had that breakthrough. And ever since then, we are living in realms of abundance that have increased in our life since that time. And back in those days, as we were going through the battle, we were literally having to pray for food to come on our plates. We would sit there with empty plates and have faith meals, you know, believing there was food on the plate some days. And so we had to fight with the word. And I would just encourage any of our listeners, God's promises are yes, and they are amen. That means so be it. And the realm of his provision in the heavenly dimension is a very real realm. And his provision is extreme. But there's a very real enemy that would like to keep us in lack and in poverty, would like to have us make foolish decisions regarding our provision. He is very real. And we have to learn how to fight him and push him back. But I guarantee you, if you stand on God's word and if you do his word, I guarantee you that abundance will come. You know, and it might be a few years. You know, for us it was a fight for 5 years. I'm not saying that everyone has to fight for 5 years or more, but we just didn't have a plan B. We just stood on that word and kept living by it and said, God, you're all that matters to us. We will live for you, we'll worship you, we'll give our lives to you, live each day for you, but we're not turning back on your word, and we are going to do everything your word says to do.
Oh, that's the key to just standing on his word. You know, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, it's so easy to have faith in something that you see, you know, but when you don't see it, it's a bit harder, and you need the word to chew on daily like you did for years to see the manifestation. And just as you said too, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to take that long. But, you know, another thing too is that, you know, you talk about the accessing the riches. What are riches? And is that worldly riches, heavenly riches, or both?
Well, the riches of heaven are heavenly riches, definitely, but they include everything that pertains to life and to godliness. So, for example, as I mentioned earlier, love and joy and peace and, you know, anything that you need in life. You know, if you need a healing right now, that is one of God's riches in the heavenly realm. And provision is one of God's riches in the heavenly realm. Now, you'll notice I didn't say money, because you won't find money in heaven. Money is an earthly currency, but God has no problem giving it to you. He just wants you to know that, you know, it's not a heavenly currency, so don't put your love toward it, don't idolize it, don't build your life around it, because God doesn't actually need money to bless you. For example, let's say you needed a vehicle. You don't need money necessarily to get a vehicle. You just need a vehicle. And I've seen God just provide the vehicle. You might need some new clothes. Well, you don't need money necessarily for new clothes. You just need clothes. You know, and it says God even clothes the lilies of the field, right? So
yeah.
God is our provider. And in heaven, we have access to what we call provision. And that provision will come out of the heavens into the earth. That's why in the miracle of the loaves and fishes, it's a great example. The disciples had compassion for the people and wanted to send them away so that they could get some food. But Jesus said, you feed them. Now, right away, their mind goes towards money. They said, well, we only have this much money. And he said, did I mention money? You know, what do you have? Don't tell me what you don't have. Go find what you do have. So he said, go look. They came back with you know, some loaves and fish, just a few, 5 loaves, 2 fish. And I'm sure that they must have thought, so what's that going to do? We have such a big multiply. But what did Jesus do? He took what they gave him, and what did he do? He looked to heaven. He connected to heaven. The earthly provision was 5 loaves and 2 fish, but heavenly provision was enough to feed a multitude of 5,000 plus have baskets left over. So he looks to heaven, and as he's looking to heaven, he blesses the provision. Then he releases it and distributes it to the people, and it was more than enough. A miracle took place. So you see where heaven engaged with earth, blessed a natural provision, blessed a natural provision to feed the multitudes, but it was heavenly riches, heavenly power, heavenly provision that soaked into the natural that made it all happen. So God wants us to live while we're here in the natural realm. He wants us to live with heavenly and divine revelation and connection to everything in the heavenly, because we can live in that miracle dimension.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, we're going to take a short break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we would love for you to talk about one of the realms of abundance. Are you guys ready for that? I know I am. We'll be right back.
If Upfront in the Prophetic has blessed you, would you consider sowing a financial seed? Any amount would be greatly appreciated, as it will help with the cost of this ministry to reach more people for the kingdom of God via internet and TV worldwide. Send your love gift to POPPM at P.O. Box 3551 Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325, or PayPal at kingdomgiving@poppm.org. Our prayer is that God would greatly bless you for your generosity. Thank you for your faithfulness and for standing with Upfront in the Prophetic as we advance the kingdom of God, utilizing a media infrastructure to inform, impart, encourage, equip, and ignite people with the Spirit of God.
Woohoo! Hey, everyone. We are here with Patricia King, accessing the riches of heaven. Are you ready? You want to step in? You got to get the book. Hallelujah. Hey, and talking about the book, we have a bonus for you all listening to the broadcast today. We are going to give away several of Patricia King's books. All you have to do is email us at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. Please give us your shipping address, as well as what you loved best about the broadcast. All right, so that's several books, so get with us ASAP, okay? Hey, Patricia Ginn, woo! How are you? I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are talking about your awesome newest release, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, and I would love for you to talk about, in the book, you talk about like the realms of abundance. One of the realms is extreme wealth. Would you touch a little bit about that?
Yeah, and that is based out of Genesis 26, verse 12 and 13, where we see Isaac sowed a seed. And when he sowed that seed in faith, because he believed in the covenant promise he had with God through Abraham, so he actually connected through the sowing of that seed into a heavenly divine covenant. He connected to the heavenly realm. So it says there's four realms that that seed actually produced for him. The first one was the realm of sowing and reaping. You'll always reap what you sow. If you sow an apple seed, you're going to grow an apple tree, and that apple tree will produce apples that have more seed in them. That's the realm of sowing and reaping. But then it says, and he was blessed. So through the sowing of that seed, he connected to a blessing realm in heaven that would bless other areas of his life as well. And then it says, and he became rich. Now, the realm of rich, and I need to explain this before we go into wealth, because the realm of rich is your personal abundance. When we talk about accessing the riches of heaven, that's so that you can be personally filled with everything that you need and more, like just abundance. And so he became rich because of that seed, that connection into the heavenly dimension. So he went into the realm of being rich, and then it says he continued to grow richer until he became extremely wealthy. Now, wealth is different from being rich. Wealth is how you use your riches. It's how you influence the world around you. So, for example, in a negative way, and we talked about sex trafficking earlier, the root of what's in a person's heart for sex trafficking is the love of money. And so they use the money that they make, lots and lots of money that they make, they become rich on their money. But the rich causes sorrow to them. It doesn't bless them because it's evil. But what they use their riches for is to influence the world with more evil. That's why believers must take hold of wealth, because as Isaiah 60 says, that we are to have the wealth of the nations coming to us so that we can bring light to the nations instead of darkness, like we see on the dark side. So Isaac, he became extremely wealthy. In other words, he had great impact with what he was rich with to be able to release goodness into the world, into the earth. And so when we are rich, then we can exercise wealth. And God wants all of our listeners to be rich so that they can be wealthy, so that they can come into extreme wealth. So what does that look like? A lot of times we think it's according to the world's thinking. Well, you make so much money, you have so many houses, you've got bells and whistles, you've got boats and, you know, big cars and, you know, lots of jewelry or whatever. But that's the world standard. In God's standard, it's different. Rich is just that personal abundance. Like my husband and I, we are very rich, actually. We're very, very rich. But we choose to live humbly. We don't choose to go after all the bells and whistles. They kind of follow us, you know, as we follow the Lord, but we don't go after them. But we are very rich because we have everything that we need in abundance. We don't have any debt. We have, you know, a real comfortable home to live in. We've got other homes that the Lord has given us. We've got clothing to wear. We've got good food to eat. We've got good friends. We've got peace. We've got joy. We've got strength. We've got anointing. We've got gifts. So we're very, very rich. And so we know, not according to the world standard, but according to God's standard, we are very rich. We live in the realm of being rich. And our goal for that is so that we can be wealthy. So I would say also, I would make a confession that we are also extremely wealthy. Why do I say that? It's because with everything that God's given us, we're able to influence the world. For example, Francine, you have a call to media and to host the Holy Spirit. You have gifting in the prophetic and in being able to interview people. So you are constantly using what you're rich with to bless the world that you live in. So that is your wealth. And that wealth, when you stand before God, the influence you have in the world, when you stand before God, has eternal reward for you and eternal multiplication as well, beyond what you could even imagine or think. So as believers, we want to live in this heavenly dimension, connected to the heavenly dimension, knowing that as we sow seed, and it could be financial seed, or it could be the seed of your gifting, it could be prayer, all of the above. I just live to sow every single day. What can I sow every single day? Because I know that if I'm living in a heavenly dimension, that seed that I sow is going to produce for me four realms of abundance. It will produce a harvest for the seed that I sow according to what I've sown. It will bring me into a greater blessing of a greater measure of blessing. It will bring me into an established realm of being rich and richer, and it will increase my wealth, my ability to influence the world around me. And that's heaven's standard. When Jesus came, he was just a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. It didn't look like he was rich, but he was rich. He was a container for everything that God was going to give to mankind. And so throughout Jesus' life, he lived very humbly, as far as it said he didn't have a place to lay his head, you know, because he was following the direction of the Spirit. But he was actually very rich. He had everything that he needed and more because he had access to that heavenly dimension. And he was the wealthiest and continues to be the wealthiest being in the universe, always will be, because he influenced the world with all that he was and all that he had. And he continues to do that. So he's our model when we live according to that heavenly abundance. And we have access to that. The same wealth that Jesus operates into this day has been given to us in Christ. And all of us can influence the world that we live in for the good, for the advancement of the kingdom, when we are connected to that heavenly dimension. And we find that when people get a hold of this, and a lot of churches actually are using the book to do Bible studies with their whole church, so their churches are coming into realms of abundance. And it's awesome when you get that corporate anointing, or when a whole family will, you know, study it through together. It's just so awesome. But God wants all of his people to have more than enough. We shouldn't have evil people like the drug cartel leaders and the sex trafficker and the organ traffickers. We shouldn't have them using their evil well to influence the world. We need to annihilate that. We need to have a transfer. In fact, money is looking for righteous people. Money is looking for us. We just have to go and grab it. You know, anything in the world that we need to advance the kingdom. All creation is groaning. It wants us, you know, it's calling for us. And so we need to connect to that heavenly realm and walk in the earth and establish the earth in the grace and the glory of God.
Boy, I feel the anointing on that. Big time. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, I'm loving the interview too. Question. You talk in your book, I think you actually use 12 points that people, things that can hinder people from accessing the riches. Could you talk about a few of those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so important, Ellen. I thank you for bringing it up, because a lot of times people will say, well, I tried that and I sort of believe it, but nothing's happening. And so you have to look at, you know, is there something hindering you? Is there something keeping you? Because if this is true and God says this has got your name on it and you're not experiencing, then there's reasons why. So let's examine the reasons why. And one of the reasons is, and I touched on it earlier, is the lack of revelation. Not having the revelation that is even available to you. And the way you get more revelation is by reading books like this that is born out of revelation, but also the Word every single day. Just ask the Lord to open his truth up to you and realms of revelation so that you can have the insights that you need. Another one is having wrong core beliefs. And I've talked to many Christians, and it shocks me every time I hear it, who actually believe that God wants them poor. And my first question to them is, do you believe that there's poverty in heaven? And all of them say no. So I say, well, why would Jesus have you pray then on earth as it is in heaven, you know, if he wants you poor? And so it's very interesting. But if you've grown up with wrong beliefs, if you've been told that you're supposed to be poor, you're more blessed if you're poor and you lack, you're more holy if you're suffering. If you have those wrong beliefs, a man lives according to what he believes. You actually become what you believe. So we have to make sure our core beliefs are established. And of course, doubt and unbelief is a hindrance. That's a given. We understand that in order to have a connection to any of God's blessings that he promises us, faith is a connection. And you mentioned earlier, Francine, about, you know, a lot of times people are waiting to see or have something tangible before they have faith. But the thing is, if you can see it, it's not faith. That's just a tangible reality. So if you're waiting to see it, you're not in faith, because faith is the substance of what you hope for, joyfully expect, and it's the evidence of what you cannot see. And so, and of course, Jesus addressed that with Thomas. Also, another hindrance is when you have not tasted success yet in the Word. Let's say you've had failed attempts in the past, and, you know, I mean, we've all had that. In fact, just this week, our church had a couple who was full term pregnancy, and the child died within the womb. And we all believe in resurrection, and so we were on it, man. We were on it. We were ministering resurrection to the child. His name was Asher. And I called people from all around the world that I knew who believed in resurrection, heavy-duty ministries, and we proclaimed resurrection over the baby for 2.5 days. And then finally the baby was delivered without life. We tried some more, and it didn't happen. So, of course, you've got to be careful to position yourself after that kind of disappointment to say, God, I don't understand why, when your word says that you resurrect and that you've commanded us to raise the dead, we don't understand why we don't see it. You've got to be prepared to just worship him and put your put your devastation on the altar as a gift to him and say, God, my greatest gift I can give you right now is my disappointment. And I don't understand why this didn't happen, but I refuse to not believe in what your word says. And so we had an opportunity the very next day for another couple who were expecting a child. The mother and the child went into crisis, had to go into emergency. And again, we were decreeing resurrection, and that one came through. Right? And so we have to always keep going back to the truth. So sometimes it's failed attempts. And of course, fear, or if you have sin in your life, is another one. Lack of focus on the truth, lack of expectation in your life. Sometimes unhealthy associations. You know, you want to choose your friends wisely and be around people who believe the same. Lack of perseverance and endurance. Negativity is another one. If you're negative about life, you're going to attract negativity. If you're always saying, I never have enough, my bills are never paid, you know, I'm always kind of oppressed, then that's what you're attracting. There could be demonic resistance that you have to fight. As I mentioned earlier, you have to stand and fight those. So there's a number, you know, of different hindrances that we cover in the book. Not only do we expose them, but show how to overcome them.
Wow. Oh my goodness, like you can already hear that this book is power packed, and we're not going to give it all away. You're going to have to get the book, and you can get the book at patriciaking.com. What I love in the book too is you have the summary, questions to ponder, make the declaration over your life. It just goes on and on, and this is a book that, like Patricia said, that you would want to most likely do like a Bible study. Boy, have you thought about having like a manual with this as well?
Yeah, we actually do have a course that is very similar to the book that is going to be out shortly. So, and I'm excited about that. So it helps people come into the fullness of what God has. And then I have my Glory School that's online on patriciaking.com as well. That is a very awesome course based on a 30-day visitation I had in the Holy Spirit a number of years ago. And it was dictation. Basically, the course is based on how to access the heavenlies and teach people from ground level basics how to access. So that's a great companion also for the book. But the book is so easy to follow and gives, and it'll make you hungry. I guarantee that it'll make you hungry. And one of my good friends is Sean Bolts, who many of the viewers probably know. He is an amazing prophet of God. He works in Hollywood. And I just love something that he said in the foreword, because he wrote the foreword. And when he called me after he read the book, he said, I'm so honored to write the foreword. He said, this book is transforming my life. And I thought, wow, that is cool. You know, that is amazing. I so love and respect him. But he said, I'm so grateful for Patricia's book. It is honest and vulnerable, and you will find spiritual intelligence inside these pages. And I thought, wow, I just love that, because he's so acquainted with spiritual intelligence. So that's something our listeners might want to consider as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, it really inspired Alan and I, too, because in one of your chapters about creating realms of abundance, I was reading it to Alan last night, and I said, okay, well, the following is a review of how to build a realm. And I thought, gosh, we're doing everything except one thing. All right. We're going to step into it. And we did. And I felt like, man, this is awesome. I feel like God said, okay, you're in. You got it. You know, I was just like jumping up and down with excitement. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, everyone that reads this will gain major revelation on things that perhaps, you know, you weren't doing or thinking, or, you know, maybe you haven't spent that much time, you know, with the Lord. And it just really, you know, made you think, wow, you know, I need to spend more time with him. You know, that's a relationship, you know, it's just not like, gimme, 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 my name's Jimmy, you know, I need to get into this, you know. Maybe it was the doubt or unbelief, but you will get everything you need, accessing the riches of heaven. You will step into it. So what is your vision for the book and for those reading it, Patricia?
Well, one of the things that I love about this book that I think our viewers will be really touched by is that it definitely points you to Jesus. I share in the book about an encounter I had in the treasury room of heaven that basically revealed that everything we could ever want, the extravagance of life in God, is attainable. But with all that I saw, like all the gold, all the precious things I saw, Jesus was standing in the midst of it, and he was way beyond, like he outshone everything else. So he said, it's all available to you, but I want to reveal to you the greatness of who I am. And I feel that we need that kind of balance, because a lot of times people will go after abundance in their life, which is great. That's what God obviously wants us to, because he came to give us abundant life. But if we just look to the abundant life, and it's not with Jesus illuminating everything, then we are missing our positioning. And so that's one of the things I love about the book, is the balance that people will receive, the impartation of having Jesus in the center of it all and letting that abundant life just pour into you. And I believe that this book will definitely impart faith to the listener. This book will impart faith to the listener, no doubt about it. When you read it, you will get excited about what is available to you, and you have something that you can actually launch into because of the practicality of the book. So I'm very excited about the fruit. I've already talked to a number of people who have reviewed the book, and we just want to encourage those of you who read the book, go on Amazon and write a review on it as well, because that helps even unsaved people then want to read the book, which would be amazing because we could introduce them to Jesus in it. But I know that it is going to enlighten every heart and empower every heart who reads it, and I'm excited about that. And the reports that we've been receiving already have been phenomenal, life transforming. Their faith is being built up, the tangibility of the heavenly dimension being made close to them, all kinds of different reports like that, and it's very exciting.
So can you recall one of the reports that have come in already?
Oh my gosh, there's been so many. Well, even like what you said about you and your husband reading about the abundance chapter, the four realms, I get so much comment on that chapter. In fact, the first one was from Sean Bowles. He said him and his wife were up reading the book together, and they hit that chapter and had to read it over and over. And he said, I'm just applying this right now, right now. We are going for it. We're applying this and going to a new level, which he has gone to a new level. And so we get lots of reports, especially on that particular chapter. So that's exciting. And I've heard from a couple in our network that have read the book and said, I'm just so encouraged. I just feel like God so wants us to live in that heavenly dimension while we're in the earth, and it's given me so much insight on how to live that out in a natural way. So those are the kinds of reports we're getting back, which has been really exciting.
Woohoo! Well, prophetically, what are you seeing in the season? And then after that, would you mind praying for the listeners that are out there today?
Yeah, I believe that we're living in a very, very critical time, and there's things coming into the earth on different levels from the heavenly dimension. And one of the things is harvest. We are in a harvest season right now. The nations are being harvested as we are talking on this show. Even last year, our team alone was involved with seeing over 400,000 people give their lives to Jesus Christ within a one-year period. And, you know, friends of mine that are doing crusades around the earth, I mean, it's 30,000 people getting saved, 40,000, 100,000, 200,000. I mean, it is harvest time. So that's one of the words that is coming forth right now. But also, I see in my spirit a plumb line being put down from the heaven into the earth. And it's a plumb line of righteousness, because Jesus is our righteousness. He is our standard. And there is a call from the Spirit of God to align to that plumb line. And I believe, God is love, and he forgives, and he cleanses, but he doesn't excuse sin. He doesn't just say, oh, well, you're sinning, not a problem to me. No, he actually calls us to align with him in areas of even our behavior that aren't Christ-like. He's saying, I've given you Christ's nature within. Now live out that nature. Don't live out your flesh. And it says that if you sow to the flesh, you are going to reap corruption. And I see in my spirit a reaping season coming for those who have sown into righteousness and those who have sown to the flesh. And there's a reaping season of what you have sown. It says, God is not mocked. This is New Testament, Galatians 6. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that is what he's going to reap. If he's sown unto righteousness, he'll reap accordingly. If he sows unto unrighteousness, he's going to reap accordingly. So we need to be very careful how we're walking and to come into alignment right now, because God is going to entrust his people who are set apart for him, who he can trust with their heart motive being in the right place. He's going to entrust people with great wealth. I see the Lord actually marking his people with millionaire, billionaire status in the nations, people who he can trust that will love him and his righteousness, his kingdom, more than the world and more than their own flesh. And it's going to be a remarkable time when we're going to see even the finances of the world, the finances is looking for Christians to get it and to rescue it. And so I see that happening in these coming days. There's great wealth coming, great, great wealth to those that God can trust. But it's going to come with that alignment. We have to align to the plumb line.
Amen. Amen. Because he wants his people, his remnant, to be blessed, to be a blessing. I mean, we have a time of reprieve, and I believe, spot on what you're saying, that he is going to release those finances unto those that he can trust that we use for the advancement of the kingdom of God. This is exciting. What an awesome word of God. Wow.
And also, Francine and Ellen, I just want to say, like, I just feel the Lord's pleasure over you and the sacrifice that you have made. And I just want to address your listeners right now. I want to say this, like, media is a huge mandate to step into. And in all the ministry I've done, I've lived in the slums. I've lived in the inner city with addicts and prostitutes. I've lived in, you know, nations where anti-trafficking and all kinds of corruption is going on. I've been on many mission fields. And I faced demons in those fields, but the strongest spiritual attack I ever had in all my ministry to date was when I stepped into media, specifically television media. I hit demonic powers that I had no idea were even there. And so when you step into media, what you're doing is you're filling the cyber realm with the word of God, and it's eternal word, so it doesn't return void. It accomplishes everything it's sent to do. And so the enemy is threatened by that. And so when God marks people to step into media and to use media to get his word out, there's a cost for that. And I want you, as the listeners of this broadcast, to be faithful to Ellen and Francine, to their mandate. And I just want to encourage you to just go online. You'll find out in a moment or so, I'm sure, how to do that. But just do it right away. Don't even give it another thought. Just respond to it, because they need the provision to move forward and to expand. And you'll want to be a part of that, because every time we sow into a mandate, we partake of the fruit of that mandate for eternity. And so be part of God's media army. And really sow into it, because we've got so much freedom right now where we can speak the truth over the airwaves, and we want to use the opportunity and bless God in it. So I just want to encourage, and Ellen and Francine, thank you so much for all your sacrifice and for the way that you are stepping out and seeing the world transformed, you know, because of the word going forth through the channel that God's called you to.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. I can't tell you how much it is an honor for Alan and I for you to even share that on the broadcast tonight. Thank you so much. Wow. Would you pray for those that are out there right now?
Absolutely. Father, we just pray for everyone who's listening to this broadcast. We thank you, Father, that your hand is upon them, that your love is deep, deeply rooted toward them. And so, Lord, I pray that they would encounter you and experience you in these coming days like never before, that there'll be a revelatory portal opened up over their lives, over their households, that will bring forth understanding and connection to your heart in deeper and greater ways than they've ever experienced in their life. And so we thank you, Lord, that you're a good God and you always bring forth increase of your goodness. And so we establish your viewers in that increase in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I advise everyone to get the book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, Keys to Experiencing God's Lavish Provision. Do you want that lavish provision over your life in the heavenly realm as well as the realm that we live in? Then you've got to get the book. Get the book for yourself, for your pastor, for your friends and family. I tell you what, they will forever be giving you thanks for this awesome gift. And speaking about sowing and reaping, PatriciaKing.com, head on over there, sow a seed, a generous seed, because it is rich soil. And I tell you, you will see that soil flourish in your life. Many things will flourish in your life. So tap into that, because now is the time. We need to make a difference. We need to be a voice in the kingdom. It is critical in this time, because as Patricia mentioned, the harvest is ripe. And so be that voice out there, because people are listening and they are seeing every move that you make. Draw them unto Christ, for this is the time. Hallelujah. Babe, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No.
No, just...
Yeah, okay. Patricia's my babe, and then so is Alan. I love it.
What an honor to have her. And you know, one of the great points in the book is, again, it's not just about money. For a guy who needs a new liver, money's not going to do a whole lot. But I've heard of people, and as a matter of fact, one of our good friends actually went up to heaven and saw the storehouse full of body parts. And I said, why, what's going on here? He says, well, people aren't asking. In other words, people are not accessing what is available to them. So, you know, just remember, it's a lot more than just finances.
Yeah, that's a good point, honey. Great point. And you'll just, I tell you, when you read it, you'll keep on reading it. This is a book that you'll want to have around and that you will share with others, that's for sure. And again, tap into we've got calls coming in already. Woohoo, I love it. Tap into upfrontintheprophetic.com. You'll be able to see our interviews, events, and national prayer call on there too, the archives of that, as well as tap into our Upfront in the Prophetic YouTube. My gosh, I tell you, we just put that up in about 2 weeks ago, and we are getting major hits. A lot of people enjoying tapping into the YouTube channel. So do that. Patricia King's interview will be on that channel. Woohoo! So we're going to be blasting it everywhere. So again, grab the book. Patricia, thank you. We are so honored you were with us today. And thank you for taking the time to be with us.
And thank you, Francine and Ellen. Keep up the good work and God bless your viewers.
Thank you, sister. We love you. Absolutely. All right, everyone. Hey, we're going to end the show with Edwin Sepulveda. If you haven't heard of Edwin Sepulveda, he is a world-renowned saxophonist. Man, he's out of this world. Yeah, he's supernatural. Here he is.